You're on White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and although this band has only been around since about 2007, they've been setting the world on fire with really, really awesome songs like Into Your Arms. They'll be coming to Australia very soon, and you can actually get a free song of theirs off their Facebook. They are The Main, and joining me on the line is Jared. Jared, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, Jared, where does the name The Main come from, and why did you choose it for your band?
Well, it was kind of a last-minute decision. We had a show coming up and didn't have a name for the band. And there was a band called Ivory, and they had a song called The Coast of Maine. And the song came on, and one of the guys said, "How about The Main?" And we were kind of like, "All right, that'll do."
So you just kind of stole it from someone's song, and that's pretty much all of it, yeah?
That's pretty much all of it. I feel like, you know, not a whole lot of thought went into it, and, you know, I don't think it's that important. The name doesn't always represent the band, but, yeah, just one of those last-minute decisions.
Now, before I ask you about your music, I wanted to ask you about your books. So far, as a band, you've released two. This is Real Life and the Black and White Keepsake book. So whose idea was it to release books, and is it likely that we'll see many more?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of the band's decision just to document what we were doing. We were on Warped Tour in 2009, and I think that not a lot of fans have a very clear perception of what it's like to be on such a grueling tour like that, so we decided to bring our friend Dirk Mai out to take photos of the whole thing, and then compiled it into a book. And it's kind of cool because from start to finish, we just get dirtier and dirtier. There's no showers, and it just kind of shows us going through the everyday motions, and we all kept journals and kind of wrote how we were feeling as the tour went on, and you can really kind of see how our moods, it was kind of a roller coaster for us. So, you know, I think it was really cool to put all those photos together and give our fans a piece of what it's like to be in that scenario and be out there on your own and walking the lines every day and letting everyone know what time your band's playing. And, you know, it's a really unique experience, so it was great to capture it in a book. The other book, the Keepsake book, was similar to what we did for This Is Real Life. It was it kind of documented our whole studio experience when we recorded Black and White. And there's journal entries in there as well, which kind of, you can see us kind of going crazy in the studio, either having mental blocks or, you know, some days were great and we were getting a lot done. So yeah, again, you kind of get to see that side of our band that goes a little deeper than just seeing our press photos or coming to see us in concert.
Do you ever feel a bit exposed having the fans know exactly what's been going on during the process of making albums? Or are you really, really excited to share those private moments with them?
I think that there's an element of it that definitely, at the end of the day, still belongs to us, and people can't entirely grasp, and I think that's kind of the human element of being in the studio with each other and feeding off of each other's emotions and the vibe in the room. I think that really plays into how every album ends up sounding at the end of the day. So I think it's cool to give away the photos and give away specific feelings in the journal entries, you know, how I'm feeling when I wake up in the morning and I feel drained because I was in the studio for 14 hours the day before. I think it's important to document that and, you know, for people to know that it is a really great job. It's awesome to do what we do, but there are times when it gets a little bit overwhelming. And I think for people to see that and see that human side of everybody in the band, I think that's great. I think that just adds to, you know, who we are as people and helps people relate to our band.
So, Jared, talking about the music of The Main, your latest album, Pioneer, has two tracks in the spotlight right now. Don't Give Up On Us is available as a free download, whilst the video for Misery has really recently just been released. So, has this been the band's favourite album to create and share?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm speaking on behalf of everyone, but I know, for me, this has been the most fun that I've had writing and recording an album. We did it basically entirely on our own. We brought in our friend, his name's Colby Wedgeworth. He helped engineer and produce, he co-produced the album with us. But we produced everything ourselves, and it was really hands-on. We went down to this little studio in Texas, in El Paso, and just spent about a month there. We actually went on two occasions. We ended up recording about 27 songs total.
Oh, wow.
Narrowed that down. Yeah, we narrowed that down, picked through them to about 13, Yeah, it was an awesome experience just because we had complete control. There was no label pressure. There was no, you know, actual producer on the clock kind of trying to get things done. So we really had a lot of free time to clear our thoughts, and it gave us the ability to make this record sound how we wanted it to.
Jared, you said you cut a fair amount of songs. Does that mean that you might be releasing a special album with all those songs, or are they going to be added to your next album? I mean, are we ever going to hear those tracks?
We definitely need to get them out there. I think we're going to end up doing something with, there's so many B-sides. I was saying earlier to some of the guys, it's really weird when you finish writing, because we wrote 45 songs for this album, and your mind kind of goes off in all these different directions, and there's electronic songs, there's folk-sounding songs, there's, you know, heavy rock, there's, you know, it really went all over the place, and so at the end of the day, we had to narrow it to 13 that made sense, you know, fitting together on an album. Mm-hmm. But I think that when you go back and you look at the B-sides of an album, I don't think that, you know, there has to be a rhyme or reason. I would love to release, you know, a song from each type of, I don't want to say genre, but there's definitely a different vibe to each of those. And I think it's necessary for our fans to hear that and hear that process that we went through trying to find the sound for this album. And you know, there's all these trimmings that I think fans would really like to hear.
So, Jared, what's been your best or worst moment in the band so far?
That's a great question. I think the best moment for me was probably actually releasing Pioneer. I mean, it was an uphill battle. We had a lot of falling out with our label, and really there were times when I didn't think that the album was going to come out at all. And so we kept trying to be persistent and be optimistic about it, and we kept writing and kept recording, and we actually went down to Texas to record on two separate occasions. The first time we went, we did like half the record, brought it back to the label, and then that's when they decided they didn't want to release it, so we were kind of like, okay, well, we'll just go write more songs, and we ended up getting the album that we wanted, and even though it wasn't what they wanted, we, you know, had to fight for that album to come out. We thought it was necessary. So I think winning that battle was probably one of the best moments, just because we had fought so hard for that. And worst moment, I don't know. There's definitely been some, we've had some incidents on tour. We lost a lot of money one time. That sucked.
Oh, did you gamble it, or did you just leave it in the back of a cab, or what happened to it? Cocaine and hookers?
It's kind of a long story, but we... Basically, it was when we were still touring in a van, and we weren't making weekly deposits like we should have. Mm-hmm. And all the guys hate talking about it, but we ended up losing a substantial amount of them. Basically, all the money that we'd made on the whole tour was in the van, and we got robbed.
Okay, so how much are we talking? Like, try and put it like a round figure on it.
It definitely was no less than 70,000.
Oh man, that would have hurt. Ouch. That's bad.
That was a dagger right to the heart. And that was in the early stages of our band. So I feel like this band, this group of individuals, is always they're some of my best friends, and we've always been pretty resilient. You know, something like that was definitely a large speed bump, but the fact that we're still around, still doing it, and, you know, you can't think about it. To me, that money never existed. And, you know, that was just an incident that you have to move past.
So, Jared, the Maine will be coming to Australia very shortly. Why should people come and see you guys on stage? What would you say to people to get them to come and see you?
I mean, we're going to be putting on the hardest rock show that we possibly can. We're going to be with Taking Back Sunday and Newfound Glory. So, I mean, if the lineup isn't enough, you definitely got to come check out our set. We're going to be playing a mix of all old and new songs off Pioneer. We're going to try to mold the set to fit the actual bill of the tour. So it's going to be upbeat. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be, you know, nice heavy rock show.
Well, you'll be here in Melbourne on April the 8th. You'll be performing at Festival Hall. Jared, thank you so much for being on the show, and please leave a large amount of money in an unmarked van outside the venue so I can retire.
Absolutely. Oh, man. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.